You are listening to Sports Day. Jared Healy and Sam McClure with you for the next hour. We've got the Melbourne Demons Club review, the season review for 2021. That'll be easy. Everything went well. They won the flag. Nothing to improve on. But we're just about to get to the Melbourne Storm review of the last few days. They haven't had, for a club that's very squeaky clean, Jared, they've had a rough few months.
Time for the Storm to contribute to a little bit of the brouhaha off-season and contributing probably a little more excessively than they would like.
It's usually the Queenslanders and the New South Welshmen that get into the most trouble.
Yeah, well, they've got the most clubs. They just share around a little bit more than us.
We're also going to be speaking to Peter Johnson, all things tennis. Leighton Hewitt's had some things to say about the Davis Cup format and where it's going to be played. We know that there's plenty to talk about with Novak's, and that is the man that's no longer coming to the Australian Open. But let's start with the Melbourne Storm. We're just about to speak to Adrian Prezenko, who's the chief rugby league reporter at the Sydney Morning Herald. We only speak to chiefs on this show, you know that. But if you're not across what's happened with Brandon Smith, star at the Melbourne Storm, contracted until the end of next year, he went on a podcast talking about the club culture, amongst other things, and had this to say.
I think that the best thing about the Roosters is they can tell you how they're going to help you in life rather than help you in footy, because the footy, if your life's good, footy's good. And bro, it was just mind-blowing. And they're just so professional with me. Yeah, like, they took me into the league. So they had a presentation as well. Mitchie Orbo almost made me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, how he spoke about the club and, like, what they have done for him and, like, the history of why they wear that jersey, why we play the way we do. I was just looking at the Roosters jersey as he was saying it. I had, like, goosebumps. I was looking at it going, I want to win a premiership in that jersey.
He also went on to say that drinking was part of the culture of the Melbourne Storm, which prompted Justin Rodsky, their CEO, to say that recent comments made by Brandon in a podcast and the way he expressed them do not align with the Storm's values and the way we operate as a club. The statements have deeply offended current and former players, coaches, staff and board members, and the club strongly rejects the comments made about the Storm culture. This is a guy who's contracted, Jared, until the end of next year.
It's a very weird situation when you consider, and I say this without full knowledge, but my gut feel is if you compared the last two decades of Melbourne Storm's history to the last two decades of the Chooks' history, you would find that the Melbourne Storm, I think, has had a far better strike rate than the Roosters. Nevertheless, let's move on to a bloke who can put some detail around this, the chief rugby league writer of the Sydney Morning Herald. He's got a name a little bit like Alex Jezelenko, you beauty, but it's Adrian Prezenko, you beauty. Welcome to you, Alex. Thank you, Adrian. Welcome to you.
What an intro. Thank you guys for having me.
Have you ever heard by any chance of the great Alex Jezelenko, who was a very famous...
He couldn't not have.
Well, I suspect
even,
he probably
even
has.
I, as a rigid Sydney sider and rugby league tragic, have heard of Jezelenko Prezenko. Yes, no, he sounds like a good fella.
Indeed, he is.
Adrian, sounds like a good fella.
A second question, and this goes across not just this interview or that interview, but why is it that people make deals of themselves on podcasts more than any other medium?
Great question.
That is a good question. And look, it's not just podcasts. I think it's social media in general, and particularly in rugby league. And we see a lot of this in Sydney. If you don't post it, it didn't happen. And the funny thing is rugby league players do a lot of very silly things. And I suppose it's like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear, does it make a sound? But because they are recording this stuff and then posting and reposting it, and we've seen some instances, you know, with the Penrith Panthers where, you know, they went on and won the competition and their celebrations have been sullied somewhat by some of the stuff that they've posted.
Yep.
You just wonder, why do it? I don't understand it. Maybe it's a generational thing and I'm too old for all of that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I don't know why that happened.
He spoke very glowingly of the heritage of eastern suburbs stroke the Roosters. Tell me, who's had the best heritage in the best history over 20 years, because it would be hard to beat the Melbourne Storm, I would have thought.
I think he spoke a little bit too glowingly about the Roosters, you know, for the likes of the Storm power brokers. And in fact, that there were some people at the Storm that were so incensed with the way he conducted himself during that podcast and during sort of contract negotiations in general, that there was actually some thought of packing him up. And he was so keen to go to Bondi Junction, you know, maybe they could ship him off early. And You know, they could sort of cop the fact that he was publicly shopping himself around the Eastern Seaboard, and he'd been seen out publicly, you know, with the Dolphins and Titans and all sorts of clubs. But he did promise to them that he would give them the last crack at retaining his services, and he didn't do that, and they were very upset. And, you know, look, you talk about club culture, and, you know, Storm clearly have one of the best. And I think that the thing that underscores that the most is that sometimes average or middling rugby league players go there and they become better under Craig Bellamy.
Yep.
And they've got a wonderful system, or, you know, just a terrific culture that's in place. And, you know, I think that's what upset the Storm so much about, you know, what Brandon said, is that they only found out that he was going to the Roosters via this podcast, in which he said, you know, the Storm had a drinking culture, and he was, you know, going on endlessly about how, you know, how he loves the Roosters culture. I mean, he's won competitions at the Storm.
Mm.
And I can tell you that Craig Bellamy, Frank Panisi and Matt Tripp, who are arguably the best in the business at what they do, their heads almost exploded when they heard some of the stuff that he was saying. And look, and you've got to remember too that the club gave a lot of support to Brandon. He was of course one of the three Storm players involved in that white powder scandal, you know, whatever it was, talcum powder or whiz-biz, or I guess we'll never know. But they didn't sanction him over that. They gave him a lot of support, and they thought the least that he could do is, if he did want to move on, that he could tell them first. And that, and you know, that he fulfill his promise of at least letting them, you know, have a last crack at his services. So, you know, he has, you know, Brandon has issued an apology subsequently, and it's probably not the grovelling one that most expected. He said that, you know, the drinking stuff was taken out of context, and he said, you know, I'm sorry I've offended you, but I'm still going to be me. Basically, I'm still going to tell it the way it is and speak my mind. So. Yeah, I can understand them being very very tender at the Storm right now. And when he goes back on December 7 for the start of pre-season training, I think it might be a bit of a frosty reception for Brandon Smith.
Yes, I'm a bit, I must admit, of the view they should give him the flick. Frank Panisi has never, ever knocked us back in, how long has he been there? 10, 12, 13, 15, I don't know. But the Godfather has been there, and he's been on this show for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it too long, and I can remember a long way back. He's never, ever, ever, Adrian, knocked us back. But I think he was so angry with this, he didn't trust himself, Scoop, to come on the program.
Because he's pretty honest.
Well, look, there's a couple of issues there. I think that there was, you know, I've spoken to some people at the Storm, and they were fuming, and there was some serious thought about, you know, sending him on his way. But there's a couple of issues that have conspired against that, and there's a cloud over the futures of Tui Kamakamita and also Nelson Asofa Solomona for very different reasons. And, you know, the Roosters couldn't accommodate also Brandon Smith immediately under the salary cap. So they still needed Brandon, and they probably couldn't let him go early from that perspective. But, you know, he had to, obviously, he's going to have to come in cap in hand and, you know, repair some relationships that are really strained at the moment. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you can do it, to be honest. He's thrown him under the bus. He's leaving. He's going to be himself. He's going to tell it as it is, which is always his.
How would you have gone, Jared, if he was one of your teammates? I mean, this situation for me tells us the biggest differences between the NRL and the AFL. And I'm not saying one's right and one's wrong, but like the NRL, a year out, say, I'm going to go play with this club, but I'm spending the rest of the year there. Everyone seems to be okay with it. Couldn't happen in the AFL. If this was an AFL player, he would have been gone the next day.
I think the AFL can deal with people saying they're not going to be there the following year. I think we've got to that point. I know it hasn't happened at the present time,
maybe,
but I reckon we're not far away.
Okay.
But whether it's AFL, NRL, the local tennis club.
But how would you have gone? If you were playing footy in Sydney for the Swans and someone had done this, he's gone through a drug scandal and he's gone on a podcast and said, actually, there's a drinking culture at the club. I can't
wait
to play.
Well, if I knew he was going the next year, I'd ship him off now.
Well, yeah.
I must admit, I'm not sure, Adrian, this is going to end well, but who knows? Maybe is there a bargaining chip that they can use him for? It's just open slather in rugby league, and that may well change with the draft coming up potentially, but it's a really interesting decision. They've got their immediate future, but sometimes when you keep an apple that's, you know,
rotting.
Yeah, on the verge of being a bit rotten, you might as well just cut your losses.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it highlights the NRL transfer system and the way that works at the moment. And you've got to remember that Brandon Smith's not alone in that we've also had some other very high-profile guys in Viliami Kikau and Reid Marnie and Isaiah Papali'i all commit to another club while still under contract for at least a year. And that was a big talking point. The NRL launched its All-Stars game at Parramatta in Sydney today, and this is the only thing that anyone wanted to talk about. And, Andrew Abdo, the NRL CEO, was there and he said, look, there are some pain points under the current rules. You know, we want to have a look at that. But I can tell you right now, nothing's going to happen for at least 12 months. Mm. There's 12 months to go under the current collective bargaining agreement. And in order for them to change anything, they need the buy-in of the players. And I can tell you, having just got off the phone to the boss of the Rugby League Players Association, Clint Newton, there's not a hell of a lot of appetite for change from their perspective. They like the system the way it is now. It gives the players the most flexibility. And he said to me, well, look, you know, we're happy to look at anything, but one, the NRL haven't tabled us anything to consider, and two, we haven't seen anything around the world, whether it be in the EPL or the NBA or any of the other major sporting codes, that's better than what we have. And he said that, you know, all of those other systems have their own problems and also cause fan angst for various reasons. So it's not a fait accompli that all of a sudden the NRL says, oh, this, you know, we want to change it and it's not working. Mm. They could be at loggerheads. And I guess the other thing that's worth talking about too is, you know, should Brandon Smith be fined? And we know that the NRL is looking into this, and it's a really interesting situation in that we in the media lament that players are all robots and they don't show any of their personality, but is getting on a podcast and dropping the, you know, Emily C-bomb and a whole heap of F-bombs as well, what we want as well. It's just finding that balance. So there's a tricky line for them to tread right there.
Yeah, that last point's a really interesting one. I actually think it's not that hard a line to tread, Jared. I would encourage all athletes to do their own podcasts and be a little bit more of themselves and show a different side of themselves.
Yeah,
but
it's not difficult to show your other side and your character, but if you trash your teammates...
That's right. It's not difficult to, A, not swear, and B, not pour acid on the blokes that you've been that you've been digging through mud with to try to win a flag. I mean, that's not that difficult,
is it?
It's
a weird revelation from our good friend at the Storm. Can you tell me whether Mitchell Pearce will stay in rugby league here in Australia, or is he going to be allowed to ship off, I think it was to France, to sign up a fairly significant contract?
He is gone. He's on his way. Yes, he'll be joining Catalan. So there was, a little bit of to and fro as to whether or not the Newcastle Knights would release him. But ultimately, and this comes down to, you know, one of the themes, you know, if a player doesn't want to be where he is, it's very hard for a club to enforce it. He's coming to the back end of his career. He only had one more year to go at the Newcastle Knights, whereas he was offered a very long and lucrative deal with Catalan. So they decided, you know, there's no point keeping him if he doesn't want to be there.
Have you rated his career? He's clearly had some big highs. He's had a lot of lows. Great heritage. His old man was one of the stars of the game. He's battled in that limelight to a degree. Where did you rate it?
Well, look, he's a guy that, as you mentioned, much maligned, but when you look at it, he's played in excess of 300 games. He's won a premiership with the Roosters. He's also been part of an Origin Series victory, belatedly, very late in his career.
Yeah.
He had plenty of cracks at it and didn't get the job done. So, and he was, you know, lampooned for that. He's had to come from under his father's shadow too. Wayne Pearce is one of the most famous names in rugby league history, but he carved out incredible career in his own right.
Yep.
He did find some trouble, during his career. To his credit, he owned a lot of the mistakes, and the sort of things that the incidents that he was involved in for the most part were fairly minor. But he was a very good player, but he probably got found out. You saw in that last game against Parramatta, he probably didn't stand up as much as he needed to, and he had some personal things going on in his life in that final season, which took their toll. And I think he just needed a sea change. It's probably a good thing for him. The difficulty for Newcastle is now at this very late juncture, trying to find someone that's capable of replacing him, and there's not too many like-for-like replacements. You know, halfbacks are, you know, quality ones in particular are very rare in the NRL, and that's why they get top dollar. So that's a real challenge for them. There was some talk initially at the Knights that maybe a Kalyn Ponga would consider shifting into the halves, but I think, you know, they've decided he's going to stay at fullback. So there's a big spot there to be filled in the Newcastle number 7.
Okay, well, we're more interested in the Melbourne Storm rather than Newcastle. We've got our own problems down here, but that was one of the finest reports that we have ever had from a rugby league person, so much so that I think it deserves this sort of outing.
I don't think he's going to pay it, Mike. You're spot on.
Okay, to the wing position on the member stand side. Oh, Jesselenko, you beauty!
Prochenko, you beauty! Mike Williamson would have done it much better than me, but good on you, Adrian.
Thanks,
and
Adrian.
Love to chat to you again through the year.
The outro was better than the intro. Anytime, boys. Thank
all the
you
best.
Very much.
Adrian Prochenko there, who I just picked up a little bit too much joy in talking about the demise.
Fine.
No, I'm just only kidding. He's one of the best.
What
is Adrian.
Brandon.
No, that one stinks. More sports after this.